Deadpool 2, starring Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin. The story of the Merc with the Mouth. Deadpool is a character that I was not really aware of until the first movie had come out a couple years ago. Deadpool is essentially a mutant, because this film is set in the X-Men universe, who has the ability to regenerate basically from death at any point. He has a similar healing factor to Wolverine, but Deadpool's is a more extreme, more comedic amount. Another characterization of him is he is able to talk to the audience. He's aware of his existence in a film, or is aware of his existence as a character. So he often does fourth wall breaks and talks to the audience or references things within his own universe or outside of the Marvel universe. For instance, Josh Brolin, who plays Cable in this movie, is also currently playing Thanos in the Marvel world, and Deadpool refers to him as Thanos in this movie, which is, you know, that's an example of fourth wall break. This movie is a really cool action comedy combo movie. I enjoyed the first one. The first one was kind of an experimental film because it was in production for so long, so it was kind of just let's see what happens, let's see how people react to this. And now Deadpool 2 has come out, and you can tell they've gotten a lot more funding, a lot more backing from production companies, because they know that the first one was a success, now this one will be a success. There's a lot of cool action shots in this movie. Deadpool utilizes his swords and guns. Cable has an assortment of sort of futuristic weapons that they use. The plot of this movie is that a Cable has been sent back in time to kill this mutant child who in the future is responsible for the death of his family, and Deadpool then has taken upon himself to protect this child from Cable. Certain events happen in this movie where a new villain is presented. I did not expect this villain to be shown in a movie. I was very happy that he did come out in this one. It was very cool to see a cinematic version of this character, and that was, for me, the best part of the movie once he arrived. Also, this movie has one of the all-time best after-credit sequences that kind of does justice to a lot of fans out there. So definitely stick around after the credits when you watch this one. It's worth it if you've been paying attention to all of the X-Men movies up to this point. Yeah, Deadpool 2, definitely watch this one. Alien Covenant came out in 2017, directed by Ridley Scott. I recently rewatched this for the second time. I didn't know what to think of it when the first time that I watched it, because I thought it was going to be a direct tie-in to the original Alien movie, but upon watching it, it really was not the case. Alien Covenant is a sequel to Prometheus, which was a kind of a standalone movie. It was in the Alien universe, but it really wasn't what I would consider an Alien movie. I mean, mainly because there wasn't really an alien in the film at all until, you could say, an after credit scene, which shows something that resembles an alien, but not the typical xenomorph, which has been featured in various other films. So this movie is a sequel to Prometheus. Returning characters, or returning character David, played by Michael Fassbender, is in this movie. And he's greeted by the Covenant, a crew who's on a mission to kind of set up a new colony. They've got all of these embryos and people kind of in cryo sleep, and they're going to go off to this different planet. They're looking for the ideal planet to set up a new colony. When they hear a distress signal, and they decide, hey, let's go check that out instead. And when they get there, David from the Prometheus greets them, and the movie continues from there. Now, a couple characters in this movie, I already said Michael Fassbender's in this. Danny McBride is the pilot in the movie. James Franco is in this movie. I don't know why, because he's only in it for a very brief period of time that you'll notice. And then Catherine Waterson kind of plays the head female Ripley-esque role. I did enjoy this movie, although I have to say I wish it would have tied in to the original Alien movie a little better, because as far as I know, they are not making a sequel to this one because of how it did. But I thought it was a cool sci-fi movie, but what I did not like is how the movie pretty much tells you where the aliens came from, and that they were not just some sort of mysterious race that is throughout the galaxy that infects hosts and produce these xenomorph creatures. The movie kind of forces you to believe that certain things, certain characters have more important roles in their creation than maybe they should have. That was my biggest gripe, was have the movie make you take a leap of faith to believe that. But go ahead and check it out. Alien Covenant is still a very cool sci-fi movie. The Babysitter, starring Judah Lewis and Samara Weaving, found on Netflix. I watched this one last night. This is a kind of a mix of horror and comedy. Kind of a tricky combo to do. I mean, Evil Dead 2 was kind of what people refer to as the good mix of horror comedy, but it's not always a good result. I felt like this movie did pull off that. It's not so much horror as it is comedy. I would say it's mostly comedy with some gruesome things that happen. Certain characters die or are injured in gruesome ways. But this movie does have mostly comedic elements to it. The story is that this 12-year-old boy still has a babysitter take care of him whenever his parents go out of town, and over the years they form this sort of sibling or brother-sister kind of relationship with each other. And he decides that one night when his parents are away, he's going to stay up past his bedtime and sneak downstairs and see if she is having friends over, or she's hooking up with her boyfriend, or just to see what she does after he goes to bed. He finds out that she's part of a satanic cult who sacrifices people, who uses their blood to use in satanic rituals to sort of wish whatever they want. And his blood has actually been used in the rituals as well because of its purity and because of his innocence. But they don't have to kill him. They just take vials of blood while he's asleep. But that's the premise. And then the rest of the movie is him sort of eluding her and her friends. And him dispatching, you know, the different characters in the movie in sort of odd, hilarious ways. I did get a good kick out of this movie. I did spend a lot of time. There were a lot of times I was laughing throughout this movie. There's some good jokes and some good unexpected things that where the way they go about doing things. I didn't see certain things coming, and I appreciate when that happens. I would go ahead and check this one out if you want a kind of original horror comedy combo. That's The Babysitter on Netflix. I enjoyed this one. It's a kind of a one-time view, but it's still worth a watch. Still worth a laugh. Babysitter.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.